The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Right here in Redding, California with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday and Linda's on assignment. She's back from Sacramento. It is the 1st of August, 8-1-2023. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning, Carl.
Do I have the weather somewhere in here?
It's on the way.
Oh, it's on the way. Well, it's around us. I think today is supposed to be around 98. It's going to be sunny. It goes down in the 60s. Tonight, it's going to be in the 90s until Friday, and then it gets to about 100. To be exact, today is going to go to 98. Wednesday, 94 on Thursday, Friday, 98, and then Saturday kicks up to the triple digits. That's what you see now, but it gets cooler at night. That's cool. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do great work. They treat their customers like friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. We have one of these weather things in front. Well, it's a combination thing. You've seen them. It's got the time. It's got the date. It's got forecast. It's got the percentage of, your dew point inside and all this. But it's showing the tendency in the forecast. It's been showing rain for the last 2 weeks. Now, I'm not sure why that is, but I'm sure it's got to do with a setting in here. But as long as it's got the right time. So, Christina, good morning. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
And do you have something there that you can play for me? Teed up. That soon.
What? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Play it. Okay. Is it
$1 million?
Turn it up.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 Okay.
I know you are, but what am I?
Okay. Is everybody okay? If you remember back decades ago, Pee Wee Herman hit the media scene, and here's a guy by the name of Paul Rubens that played a person called Pee Wee Herman, and for gosh, a decade maybe, he was famous. He had Pee Wee Herman's Big Circus. It was a number of movies. Essentially. He played a character, and he's an actor, and he found this character as a comedian, and he wrote it to fame and fortune. Paul Rubens is his name. Passed away yesterday at the age of 70 after like about a 6-year battle with cancer that other people didn't really know about. It's kind of, when I saw it, I remember. Sue, do you remember Pee Wee? It's not fair to ask Christina, who came from Ukraine, do you remember Pee Wee Herman? Because she's looking at me like, I mean, she's deer in the headlights when I said, do you know who Pee Wee Herman is? And she's going, no. So how long ago was Pee Wee Herman?
It was, I think, 1985, 84,
was it,
85.
Was it that long ago?
It was that long ago because he had Pee Wee's Playhouse. Or Pee Wee's Big
That's
Adventure
right.
was the movie, and Pee Wee's Playhouse.
And Pee Wee Goes to the Big Top? Pee Wee's Big Top or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was that long ago because I was trying to think about it. And, gosh, It has been that long. But he was like, it was huge. Kids, children, adult, you know, young adults, even some adults, you know, flocked to his movies.
Absolutely, everybody did. And at the time, he went kind of off the rails at one point.
He got
arrested. But, he did, you know, he was a comedian, you know, at heart. People absolutely thought.
Well, he was in a Dracula movie playing Dracula's assistant in one movie. And I can't remember, it was of course, a comedy.
He was also in Batman. In one of the Batman films.
Oh, he was.
Yes, and it was the second one. Shoot, I can't remember. There's so many Batman films, but He was the Penguin's dad, and he turned. And was it Danny DeVito? Isn't that?
Well, Danny DeVito was probably the best Penguin ever.
Yes,
if I can say that, and
he was the bad parent. Pee Wee Herman and his wife, they were like, oh, we don't want this anymore.
He was in a couple other movies, but Pee Wee pretty much, like you said, peaked, and I can get into his personal life, but he did have a problem. And then he's kind of like, it wasn't because of that. He was already kind of fading out then anyway.
But he was.
He was still pretty good, you know, he was a medium-sized name at that point.
And I think he made a guest appearance in a TV series, Gotham.
Oh.
Not quite positive, but I know that, you know, he has made a lot of guest appearances over the years.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't recognize him. But, you know, he had so many friends in Hollywood. But the thing is, nobody knew he had cancer for at least 6 years. He'd been battling it.
Yeah.
And that's what killed him.
That's what I said. You know, and he kept it secret. And after he passed, he had a message that... about that. And I have taken your contract here, totally taken your contract that we have for a client, and I suppose you want that back.
I would like that back. I'm not sure how it ended up in there in the first place, but that's all right. At least you have it.
Well, make sure I get a copy of this part because I want to use it for the reads.
You got it.
And, in fact, let's just take that first break. You know, see, Christina would have no way – I just don't think Pee Wee Herman would make it over, like, into Ukraine as a popular actor. But then again, I'm not sure. Kids are kids all over the world.
Right. But even adults loved that.
That's true.
Pee Wee Herman. I mean,
he was everywhere. But you're right. It was back in the 80s. And I was thinking, I couldn't even remember. I knew it was over 20 years ago.
It was so long ago, I watched it at the drive-in here. That's how long ago it was. The drive-in was still open.
Sue, let me just say this.
Wait a minute. I'm dusting off. gathering dust.
Just, you know what? I have never seen a Pee Wee Herman movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm older than you. When he became popular, you know, he had that squeaky voice. And
and it just didn't have appeal to you then. Well, he was good in his time.
Yes, and somebody's pointing out... things about Pee-wee, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's a you know, for the, you know, the fact is he provided a lot of laughter.
He did
to a lot of people, and but he was human.
Yes.
So I will keep this. In fact, I will use it now, and then I will give it back to you, but you need to make me a copy of it. This is really, really good.
Okay.
You wrote this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size, or peewee size, can we say, to choose from. Okay, they also are having they're on sale along with roses. You have any kind of tree or shrub you're looking at, they can special order if they don't have it there. Plus, they have a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's located on Churn Creek Road.
A quarter mile from Airport Road.
Yeah, 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. And we've gone there. And they have a huge selection. Plus, they've got fruit plants, you know, like strawberries, you know, strawberries, blueberries, you name it, they got it there at Gold Leaf Nursery. Okay, 7:15 in the morning, 67 degrees here on the first day of August, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Your Water Radio. Okay. Test, test. Am I on? Test, test.
Yes, you are.
Hello.
Yes, you are. Do you hear me?
Okay, I can hear it now. You know, we're going to have to, this weekend, completely redo all of these, I believe. There, I can hear me now.
Oh.
Did you have me on the wrong one?
No. I just make the headphones louder.
Thank you. 7:19 in the morning, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. People are living longer. Stock market going up, stock market going down. Do you have enough money? It's going to last you to the end of your life. Well, if you want a second opinion, a free review, an evaluation on your retirement plans or your 401ks, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this since 1993, helping our community in a variety of different ways, mainly by making sure that they are covered in insurance and financial matters. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, two separate divisions in her company. Maxwell, they have the insurance division and the financial needs, all under one roof. Okay. I have people making comments about Pee Wee Herman in the chat room. I didn't know some of those things. Woo. Okay. Five things you might want to know that's going on today. President Trump is, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, is facing a swarm of criminal accusations. I think I read in one spot it's like 40 different charges over two different states. Of course, the big one is the mishandling of government, of the papers down in Mar-a-Lago. And every time they put another indictment on him, he gains another 500,000 votes. And his lead in the presidential primary race has even gotten larger. He's pulling in more than 50% of support in the national primary polls, more than all of his competitors combined. Ron DeSantis has fallen below 20% nationally. No other contender is at or above 10%. Two indictments, two impeachments, several polls show he remains competitive in a potential rematch with President Joe Biden. And they were tied last week and this is from CNN. They were tied in a poll. And why other pollsters show Biden ahead, but just barely. And the Fox News viewers remain loyal to Trump. And with only 5% of the respondents who get their news from the network saying they believe that Trump has committed serious federal crimes. I can't say that he's committed serious federal crimes because he hasn't been found guilty yet. He's been accused of a lot of stuff. And I think what the main thing is for people is they believe that there's a dual system in the justice where you're not hearing anything about Biden's cavalier approach to classified material. And he wasn't even president. And this goes back to the time he was a senator. It was classified. And all you're hearing is they're going after Trump. But you're not hearing they're going after Joe Biden. And then after the fiasco with Hillary Clinton, literally pouring bleach on hard drives, taking hammers to phones and all these things, and nothing happened to her. You know, I think that's what it is. People are saying, oh, if you're a Democrat, you're okay. But if you're a Republican, we're going to come after you. We're going to make sure that you don't become president again by just making indictment after indictment. In fact, Georgia, I had read, and I don't know if that's changed or not, they're looking at the RICO, the racketeering charges, because it happened in a couple of different states. And this is going to be interesting as it comes down. I mean, are we going to have, during the presidential race, after the convention, are we going to have a president that's been indicted that's going to court? They're going to try and get him in court before – are they going to try and get him in court before the election? And then, of course, after he's elected, you can't try him. And that's interesting. And then at the end, if he does win at the end of 4 years or the beginning of it, he just pardons himself, says, I didn't do anything wrong. And then he's off the landscape. He's off the he's off. He's out of it. Now, what about Biden, Joe Biden, and the fact of his son and being involved with foreign powers, and that Joe Biden was in on the phone calls of these things that he had denied. But they had this guy, Devin Archer, came in and said, I was there for over 20 phone calls that Joe Biden was in it. And now they're trying to say things like Alphabet Media is trying to say things like, well, yeah, he may have gotten on, but he just talked about the weather. Come on. We're reaching here. But now they're talking about it. So here we are going into the presidential race with a president indicted 15 times and another president that's not sure what indictment means, but then he could be the subject of impeachment. America, we deserve a lot better than this. U.S. wildfire season has been below average in terms of acres burned so far this year in the U.S. Now, Canada is another thing where they completely destroyed the air quality in the Northeast and in the parts of the Midwest. 1.1 million acres have burned across the country in 2023, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Now, today at 8 o'clock, we're having a retired fire captain, Bill Mastin, join us. And he is also an instructor out at the Shasta College Fire Academy. And he's trying to get in a CAL FIRE guy. But he's got all the information. It'd be nice to have the CAL FIRE guy in with us. And we're going to talk about how the different ways that they have started fighting these fires here in California. And it's really interesting. Canada is in the middle of its worst fire season on record. More than 30 million acres of Canadian land, about the size of Mississippi, have been scorched by wildfires. And they're spreading rounds of hazardous smoke across, as I mentioned, across the northern tier of the U.S. Ford recalled more than 870,000 F-150 trucks. 2021 through 2023 models with a single pipe exhaust system. And why are they calling it bad? Because parking brakes could engage unexpectedly, including while the vehicle was being driven. And you can imagine this could be a little bit of a problem. So far, Ford is aware of 299 instances of a parking brake activating unintentionally. And 19 of these incidents occurred while the vehicle was being driven. And it's not aware of any accidents or injuries resulting from the issue. So if you've got a 2021 through 2023 F-150, you might want to take it back down to Crown Motors and have them take a look at it. Trump was going to, when Trump was president, he was going to move the headquarters of U.S. Space Command in Colorado and move it to Alabama. And Biden has decided that that's not going to happen. And it's currently in Colorado Springs, and the Air Force recommended near the end of Trump's presidency that it be moved to Huntsville, Alabama. And several issues factored into Biden's decision, including quality of life for service members and families, including quality of schools and military housing. But the most significant factor considered was impact to operational readiness to confront space-enabled threats during a critical time in this dynamic security environment. I'm not sure that's all of the reasons there. I'm sure it has to do with political reasons and what Alabama said about education, how they want to handle that. I'm sure it has something to do with abortions and all those things. But Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is holding up more than 300 military nominations over the Pentagon's abortion policies. He's from Alabama, so that should just make him real happy. The Women's Cup, the soccer, World Soccer Championship, the United States for the first time ever was in danger of being kicked out of there and had to go and had to get a 0-0 tie with Portugal and to move into the, quote, knockout round. The U.S. women's soccer team has been a veritable tidal wave moving through the women's soccer, as we know. But this year, they've got a lot of young players. They're good players, but they're still young, and they haven't been out there. I think Pepino is still – not Pepino. Megan Rapinoe. No, that's not right either. Rapinoe is on there, and she's her last year. She is retiring, but she's there on the team, and I think that's probably to provide some kind of leadership and some kind of steadiness for them out there. So, but they're having some problems. We'll see what happens. The X sign I talked about going up on the Twitter headquarters has now been dismantled after the city of San Francisco received 24 complaints, including concerns about its structural safety and flashing lights at night. And AMC Theaters had the best week in history thanks to Barbie and Oppenheimer. Here's today's number, 30,000. That's roughly how many truck drivers are out of work after Yellow Corps. A 99-year-old trucking company announced Sunday it will shut down its business. And industry analysts say the closure of Yellow shouldn't cause a significant disruption in supply chains, but it's a bad news for customers who generally use Yellow because it offers some of the cheapest rates in the trucking sector. All right, let's take a break. We got a couple more things we want to talk about. This is open line till 8 o'clock, so if there's something on your mind, something stuck in your craw, here's a chance. So give us a call at 530-605-4567, and we can discuss that. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, small to large pieces of equipment for your personal, like clearing out your land, if you've got a couple acres there, or maybe it's a job you need. Digging holes, maybe digging a ditch. They've got all the equipment you could possibly imagine. And other equipment like side-by-sides so that you can go on out and run the back roads there. You do it all. They do it local. NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio right here in Redding, California. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com so you can hear us all over the world. You can follow us. You can try to escape, but you can't get away because there we are. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. It's done by grants. And the mission is to reduce the number of harmful falls, debilitating falls, suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are interested in this and think, hey, you know what, that could help, they're going to put grab rails up, railings, other things, give them a call at 530-842-1687. I just talked about the Biden not moving the Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Alabama, and Democrats and Republicans from Alabama are coming back really hard on this. Representative Terry Sewell, Democrat, Alabama, sharply attacking Biden over the decision, calling it shameful and accusing him of bowing to the whims of politics over merit. Huntsville's merits won the selection process fair and square. In three separate reports, Huntsville reigned victorious, for Colorado did not come in second or even third. Then there's, you know, a bunch of other statements from other people there in Alabama about this. So, politics, making a decision on moving the Space Command, tell me it's not so. We talk about male, or what do they call them, non-binary athletes, transgenders, men who have switched over to the women side in sports, impact it's had on it. We've heard about running and bicycling and swimming and all this, but in Canada, a non-binary rugby player put three women out of one game, and in a match, had been previously named the hardest hitter when serving on the men's team. The non-binary player was removed from a women's rugby match after he injured three competitors. And the three rugby players had to be moved from the game and treated for injuries from hits from this non-binary female. This is where it gets into it. Things like rugby, when it gets into any type of contact sport like this. And here, this is rugby. And if you've ever, you know, I love rugby. Sometimes they wear this little rubber helmet or a wrestling helmet that we used to, you'd see American footballers players using back in the early 20s or when they were playing, the very few pads. And I mean, it is a violent sport. If you want to give blood, play rugby, is one of their sayings. And these
despite opposition within all the rugby clubs, they went after the president of it, this lady. They're willing to risk the health and safety of young female players, prioritizing men's preferences over ethical concerns and the potential for life-threatening injuries or death. I would think when you'd have something like this, I mean, I don't even know what the guy looks like, but after he puts the first one out, you might start, you know, from a hit, you might want to start looking at that. And then you look at, by the time the second one rolls around, and then the third, maybe you better rethink your idea about having a non-binary male with a male's body and a male's strength slamming into women that are somewhat smaller than him. I find this whole thing, I don't understand this. Like I said, you know, this is going, oh, they must have the right to do that. Why? Why? Why should a person, why should somebody that's been a man their entire life, okay, so they take something that drops their testosterone. They're still 6 feet tall. They're still 185 pounds. They still have more strength. Their body is built different. And how they can get into a contact sport like this or other sports and call it fair, I don't understand that. And I don't understand why more women's groups aren't standing up to this and saying, wait a minute, you know, they're this somebody who just, you know, who changed their, quote, changed their gender on because they wanted to, then take away the chances of women who have been participating in the sport for their whole lives. It doesn't make sense to me. But then again, I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't make any difference. It's, you know, it's male and female. Sorry. It's your sex at birth, and whatever you do after that, I mean, you can say I feel like a woman, or you can say that I am a man. Okay, that's fine. That's up to you. But when you get into a sport where women are being injured because of this feeling, then I think something should be done. The Biden administration, okay. I was getting kind of upset about this when I first read the headline, and then I read into it more. Incandescent bulbs ban. The Biden administration's new light bulb efficiency rule takes effect on today, effectively prohibiting the sale of all new incandescent bulbs in favor of more energy-friendly alternatives. And when this thing started, the Department of Energy now requires all bulbs sold by retailers to produce a minimum 45 lumens, the measure of light and brightness, per watt. And there are exceptions such as microwaves. In turn, consumers will be limited to purchasing more efficient sources of lighting. So what's this mean? LEDs. LEDs cost more, but they last 5 to 10 years at a time, if I got this right. So what it does is it will save people money on the cost of electricity because they run at much lower wattage than your regular incandescent bulbs. And, you know, when you read it, oh, they're taking away the incandescent bulbs. Oh, they're taking away the gas stoves. Oh, you know, what's next? But they're saying they're putting it puts money back in the pockets of American consumers and substantially reduces domestic carbon emissions. If it saves money and it lasts longer, then probably it's a good idea. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Mike Monahan, retired teacher and coach at Enterprise High School. As a coach, my priority was to make each athlete feel they were a valuable part of the team. I expect the same thing from our elected officials, to bring the team together to run our county. Our District 1 supervisor, Kevin Cry, and his ruinous efforts have resulted in numerous department heads leaving our county amidst 220 open positions that jeopardize the safety and health of our community. An effective leader builds a team. Kevin Cry has dismantled it, which is why Kevin Cry must be recalled. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 1st of August. It is about 69 degrees out there, and it's going to go up to about, 98 today. I just saw a statistic that 14 children have died in cars this year from the heat. It's what a tragedy, and it's so preventable, so preventable. So think about it. When you're going someplace, it's 98, it's under 100, but your car still gets up to that 130 mark real quick inside. I saw something that was kind of interesting.
about patriotism and Generation Z, that there seems to be a disconnect. And this old saying that you defend what you love, yet you cannot love what you don't know. A recent Gallup poll found that patriotism among young adults is now at a record low after declining for the past 10 years. Age, along with political party, are the biggest determining factors in how Americans feel about the country. Republicans at 60% are twice as likely as Democrats are at 29% to say they have a robust pride in the United States. Discrepancies in national pride are even more pronounced among different age groups. Whereas 50% of U.S. adults age 55 and older say they're extremely proud to be an American, 40% of those aged 35 to 54 and 18% of 18 to 34-year-olds say the same. And Generation Z, born from 1997 to 2012, are becoming a more important voting bloc. It's more liberal than other generations, even at similar ages. And this seems to play into young people's pride or lack of it in America. And this is a part of a broader national trend. A decade ago, 85% of adults said they were extremely or very proud to be an American. That's dropped by nearly 20 points to 67% of people who say that they are proud, very proud, extremely or very proud to say that they were an American. And this is kind of scary in a way. You know, I don't know what the next one is. I'm somewhat proud to be American or what. I don't understand where this is. I do understand where this is coming from. I would say almost all of it starts with our political parties, where they're in a constant battle and have been. The next biggest influencer on this, of course, is media, where the media is more than in this 24-hour-a-day news cycles, and where news has become opinion, where and instead of just talking about the news, they have to give opinions about why it's happening. With this this terrible, terrible battle going on at the highest levels concerning Trump, Biden, things that people used to understand and say, yeah, this is just the way it is, it's changing. But it's changing dramatically. It's changing quickly. And because of this, in my opinion, there's all this consternation. I just did a story about the rugby player, a guy who was named the hardest hitter on his men's team. The next year, comes over on the women's team and puts three women out of the game because he hit them so hard. He injured them. And I will say it, that people that aren't Gen Z, you know, your baby boomers and others, don't understand why that can happen. On the other hand, Gen Z is seeing that, well, look at all these things that are happening in this country. You know, why should I be proud? And I understand to a point where they're coming from. And it gets down to a new poll, a 2021 poll, found that 18 to 34-year-olds were split pretty evenly between those who viewed capitalism positively, 49%, and negatively, 46%. So the alternative to capitalism, socialism, communism, just 2 years earlier, the margin was much larger. 58% viewed capitalism favorably, 38% did not. Generation Z harbors especially negative feelings about capitalism, with 54% having a negative view and just 42% having a positive view on capitalism. It seems that the message the progressive Democrats are peddling about the evils of capitalism is resonating with the new generation. Even President Biden, and this is more of an opinion article here on this. This is not a news article, obviously. allowed himself be pulled further to the left when it came to higher taxes and government intrusion into the marketplace. Biden calls it Bidenomics. And it is just opposite to the free market capitalism that has made America the most prosperous country in the world. Generation Z seems to embrace much more the Nordic model, which centers on high taxes and large government-provided welfare system. The generation content with the, and this is a quote here, lazy girl jobs, I'm not sure what that is, I'll have to look it up, has also been swayed by the promises the government will take care of them. Student loan cancellation has been targeted directly at Generation Z. And where does it come from? And it starts in the schools. Conservatives and liberals have very different ideas about how history and civics should be taught and what should be prioritized. These scores highlight that students at the very least need to know more. The latest crop of national civics and U.S. history scores show continued declines for 8th graders. A lot of this is because of the COVID-19. You can't blame people for not loving and defending a system they don't understand. I think that's what it comes down to. If it's not being taught in schools, if you're not being taught the strengths of this country, along with these are things that were wrong. Slavery, absolutely wrong. Huge mistake, but it was done 200 years ago. The strength of our country, the things we do for others, the way we do take care of our citizens. The defund the police movement. Think about that. Because of an incident that caused nationwide riots, burnings, scandals, and everything, the people that did it were punished and with prison. It was wrong what happened to George Floyd. But not all police are like that. And then when you get into the defund the police, it takes it over as that police say, well, fine, then I'm leaving. So which makes crime worse. So people who were before were defund the police programs are crying for more police. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, the Illinois governor signed a law that said people who are not citizens can now be police officers. And they can arrest American citizens. So if somebody that's not a citizen can become a police officer and arrest citizens. And I was getting all jacked up about that until I read down into the story and read into the article. And that, did you know that California passed that law 2 years ago? it was last year. That in 2022, the state of California, signed by Governor Newsom, said that if you weren't a citizen, you could become a police officer. And I'm sure there's instances when you say, well, somebody came here when they were 2 years old and they're a dreamer and they're 22 now. They've lived here. This is the only country they know. And I understand that. But it happened in California first, as many things did. And then Illinois passed it. And there's already, grumblings of many of the police departments there. And then when you add to that no bail, you're just making it, every time you just make it harder and harder for law enforcement to do the job. And Sheriff Johnson just put out a press release yesterday about the third floor of the jail. He wants to open it up, but even though they've had a good recruiting cycle, they can't retain people. Higher pay, they have had it there. It's long hours. They're not getting time off and all that. So he's losing people at the same time. So we are in the same spot we were a year ago. The third floor is still shut down, and it's not going to be open until we have more officers in there. So then the question, I think, is, well, is it time for the police departments to step up? And their newest officers, you're going to spend a year in the county jail so we can take these people off the street. And then after that year, they come back into the regular rotation. Does that make sense? Somebody from Anderson, a couple officers from RPD. And of course, City of Shasta Lake is being done by the sheriff's office already, so that would be – you wouldn't do it there. But is it time for another, you know, to take some officers from Anderson and the city of Reading and put them into jail? Is that even doable? But we've got to start thinking of something, because we need to open that other wing up. And even if we build, if that brand new jail was there tomorrow, we still can't man it. If we're going to man the old jail and the new jail, we can't do it. So it's a question. There's got to be some out of the box thinking here. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm welcoming Bill Mastin, and we're going to talk about firefighting and the new techniques the CAL FIRE is using. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And firearms offenses, it would have granted him immunity from other charges as well. Republicans say it amounted to an unprecedented sweetheart deal. The death penalty is on the table as a Pittsburgh jury meets today considering punishment for the gunman in a 2018 synagogue massacre.
The same jurors who convicted Robert Bowers of killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the heart of Pittsburgh's Jewish community must now decide between the death penalty or life in prison. The deliberations in Bowers' federal trial come nearly 5 years after the truck driver used a high-powered rifle and perpetrated the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Prosecutors say he harbored white supremacist beliefs. The defense argued that Bowers has schizophrenia and suffers from delusions. I'm Norman Hall.
Police in Memphis say a man with a gun tried but failed to enter a Jewish school yesterday afternoon. He fired some shots outside before fleeing. He was later shot and wounded by police and hospitalized in critical condition. He says it was all about selling the Biden brand. Hunter Biden's former business associate Devin Archer has delivered closed-door testimony to the House Oversight Committee, telling the panel that Hunter put his father, who was then vice president, on the phone for at least 20 times during business-related calls. This appears to contradict President Biden's claim that he was in the dark about his son's overseas business affairs. The White House dismisses the testimony as ridiculous, but it has more Republicans talking about launching an impeachment inquiry. Wall Street, the Dow is up 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Mali and Burkina Faso, both ruled by mutinous soldiers, say they'd consider foreign intervention in Niger a declaration of war against them.
Speaking on Mali state television, Colonel Abdoulaye Maiga from the Mali junta said any military intervention against Niger will be considered as a declaration of war against Burkina Faso and Mali. The West African regional body, known as ECOWAS, has said it would use force if the coup leaders don't reinstate Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, within 1 week. As tensions mount, the French Foreign Ministry have announced that France is planning an imminent evacuation of people seeking to leave Niger after the coup last week in the former French colony. I'm Karen Chamas.
Chinese state media say at least 20 people have been killed, 27 missing in flooding surrounding China's capital, Beijing. News and analysis, townhall.com. In North Carolina, police say a motorist drove into a half dozen people in a Walmart parking lot. 68-year-old Daniel Gonzalez, charged with felony hit and run.
It happened in Lincolnton, North Carolina. The migrant workers had left an orchard in Lawndale, where they work. They were gathered under trees for shade while waiting for buses Sunday. A black SUV rolled up. The driver suddenly accelerated, jumping the curb and striking six of the migrants and the trees, and then exiting the parking lot. The men struck escaped serious injury. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And his family says it was an accident and Gonzalez fled the scene in a panic. Crews continue fighting a fierce wildfire in California's Mojave National Preserve. The blaze has crossed the state line into Nevada amid dangerously high temperatures and gusty winds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. She is safely back from Sacramento, however. Today is August the 1st, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. Hello.
Very good morning.
Very good morning. Do we have a national day today?
Actually, yes, we have a really wonderful day. Today is National Parents Day.
National
Parents Day.
Parents Day. But that's good that they're recognized like that and not just with, parents. Yeah. I like that.
I think it's like a wonderful day to remember to spend some time with your mom and dad.
Yeah, it's a good time to make a call. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 98 and a low around 65 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be only at 94, and then it's going to be like that through Friday. Saturday, it's going to kick up to 103 degrees, 107 on Sunday, and Monday, 106. So we're back to the triple digits this weekend. So enjoy this cooler weather, but it's all going back down every night to mid-60s, and then when it starts getting hotter, into the 70s at night, 70, 75. So, but it's still dropping 30 degrees at night, which kind of gives a respite for the heat. And weather reports always brought to you by a locally owned, family-owned company, Shasta Gas and Propane. Shasta Gas and Propane has been in the business several decades. Like I said, they're family-owned, but it's also a veteran-owned business. And I am having little froggies in my throat today. And why do we call it a frog in your throat? I mean, you've heard that before, right?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a...
Oh, he's got a frog in his throat. Okay. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They do a lot of great things for nonprofits. And the Kinney family treats their customers as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And Winston, good morning. Hello, Winston? Winston? Okay. Cut Winston. He's not there. I'm here with a retired fire captain, Bill Mastin. And I'm just going to do a disclaimer right up front. He's a good friend. I think the world of him and his beautiful wife, Sandy. And we talked the other day because I wanted to talk about fire. And one of the statistics I saw this morning is that we're below average in the United States when it comes to fires, as far as acreage being burnt at this time of year, where Canada is in its worst fire season ever. And it's affected the United States with their smoke and the air quality in many states due to all of the they burnt equivalent. It's equivalent to the state of Mississippi, how many acres they've had burnt.
And I was looking at that. Then we just had the Wonder Fire, I think.
Yeah, the Wonder Fire, and then recently the Olive Fire.
Okay. Wonder Fire, it's 100% contained. It burned like 160 acres. And what I wanted, you know, I reach out to Bill because, you know, about fires, because he's my go-to guy. And I learned a lot of stuff when you and I talked that day. So good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for
So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I work
your background and everything.
Yeah, for Los Angeles County Fire Department. We ran state inmate crews. I was a hand crew foreman, just like Cal Fire has. And then we also have paid crews, so I ran those also, fly crews.
So those were the prisoners.
You Correct.
Ran the prisoner.
Correct.
You know, I was out at a ranch in Millville area. And there was, they'd had, a, you know, when we had the fires out there, and I ran into a crew that was the, and the, they were guards from Susanville that were there with the crew.
Yeah, the CDCR will send reps with us. You actually, like in the morning, we take them on exercise because they have to meet physical requirements. So at the time, they would sign the inmates over to you, and then when we bring them back in camp, we would sign them back into the CDCR. Now, if we went out on strike team, crew strike teams, and traveled in the state, inmates, we could go anywhere around the state. The CDCR would send reps that would come, and once we would come back off the line, a 12-hour operational period, or maybe sometimes 24, is then CDCR would take custody of the inmates so they could sleep and house them and feed them and everything.
And we're going to get into this, and remind me if I don't, about shutting down Susanville, what kind of impact.
Well, all the state inmates' crews have just been decimated. They've released so many. Now you have these high-end inmates that need to be incarcerated. They're not eligible for line work.
Got it.
Yeah.
So what you're saying then is that the ones that could qualify for it, because we've released so many, the ones that are left can't qualify for it because of the types of crimes they've had.
Yeah, there's certain specific crimes, arson, pedophilia, murder, things like that, where you're not eligible for.
I would think arson would be right at the top of
the list. Yeah, that's one of the things.
I'm out here fighting a fire, but if I run over here, I can start another one.
Because I worked several years with the state inmates, they did a stellar job. I mean, a stellar job.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
And people, I always, you know, a lot of times we'd come out of fires, and there'd be signs, people would be holding up, hey, thank you, firefighters. And I used to tell them, I said, that's for you guys. You guys understand that you're part of this whole machine, all these moving parts, and the public appreciates you. And it was an opportunity to kind of get them out of maybe gang life or something like that into more of a productive mainstream. So it was an opportunity. And it was a great, great program. I thought, you know, they got day for day off their sentence working for me. On the hand crew, so
so there's two things here: shutting down Susanville, and but there's still crews out there at all.
Well, and Susanville up there also, you know, there's a federal prison up there, I believe, and then also a state prison. That the state prison actually has their own fire department there. The inmates staff that fire department at that facility. I'm not too sure how they're going to manage it. Most agencies now for hand crews, different counties like Ventura, L.A., because of the loss of state inmates, is they're going to civilian crews. And Cal Fire, they have, you know, more hand crews than anybody, really.
Right.
So they're transitioning because they can't fill the crews with inmates. They're transitioning to civilian crews.
Okay. Yeah. And the civilian crews, are they finding that's hard to fill for the civilian crews, having the numbers they need?
Well, there's kind of a system, or not a system, but a training regiment that they have to get through. Now, a lot of young people, if they're not physically fit, they're not going to make it on a hand crew because it's an arduous job. No different than the Marine Corps, right? You had to be in shape.
Well, they had a boot camp there to get people in shape.
Exactly.
And we're finding that only 25% of all those who apply can actually get in because of physical is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't pass any of the physicals. Yeah. You know, then they have drug problems and all these. That's a totally different subject. However, it impacts also, I would think, on the fire crews.
Yes, and teaching at the fire academy, and I got to give a big shout out to the taxpayers in Shasta County because they passed Measure H, which built a stellar training facility up mm-hmm. there at the college for not only emergency medical, pre-hospital care, fire, and law enforcement. We have state-of-the-art classrooms, state-of-the-art training props, and now we're in partnership, and CAL FIRE has opened up a large called North Training, where they're training a lot of their people. Now, I'm not a spokesman for CAL FIRE, but they're doing a tremendous amount of work in training and bringing training up and bringing a lot of forces to bear on wildland fire, particularly with aircraft and ground troops.
And the fire crews themselves, no matter how technical we can get, it's kind of like you don't control it till you have men on the ground.
That's right. Everything else.
Men and women.
Yes, yes, exactly. And CCC, which is right off of Caterpillar, the CCC crews also have a role to play, mm-hmm. a bigger role to play. They call it cold trailing, where they might come in and do rehab work, or that's referred to as bare, burned area emergency rehab to try to reduce erosion, fix, you know, hand lines that have been put in water bars, catchment areas, stuff like that. So the CCC also has a bigger role to play now in the wildland mm-hmm. arena.
Okay. I'm here with Bill Mastin. He's a retired fire captain out of L.A., moved up here years and years ago.
Yeah, but 17.
17 years ago, but same time we did, mm-hmm. and has not taken off his firefighting equipment yet. He is an instructor out there at Shasta College in the Fire Academy, and it is. It's one of the premier fire academies.
Yes, it is.
Probably in California. Mm-hmm. And if it's in California, probably throughout the United States.
Well, and we, when we graduate an academy class out of there, 100% of them get a job offer.
100%.
100%.
Wow.
So, you know, when you look at bang for the buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth.
Yes.
And
yes.
then they get a job as soon as they walk out.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, we got to take a break here. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury for any reason, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and many times the employer wants to get their workers back. But once somebody's injured and they get into the system, then it comes to the insurance companies. Well, Patrick Gorman knows how to work with and against the insurance companies to get you the treatment that you deserve. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. I tell you, he is a pugnacious type. And if he's taking your case, you're in really good hands with Patrick Gorman. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 8:21 in the morning here on the first day of August. What happened to July? Oh, hell, what happened to June? It's about 74 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Cars, trucks, bikes. I was surprised to hear about the bikes. But then I saw the price on a bike.
Oh, man.
I think they're like $4,000 or something. But those are kind of like the off-road, you know, bikes.
Yeah, you might take hunting or something.
You know, there's something, though. When we took one of our rare trips, we were in Italy. And Italy, and you've been there. And you know how some, you know, they put the castle or the head guy was always on the top of a mountain there and to make it harder to be attacked. And so inside the city are these very steep roads that you walk up and down. And I saw this older guy coming up the hill, and I'm thinking, gosh, this guy's in good shape. He is not. And then when he got close to me, I realized he was riding an electric bike, and what a difference that makes. So I'm here with Bill Mastin, a longtime friend, and been a firefighter, retired captain down in the L.A. area, and his wife was also in the firefighting business.
Yeah, she worked for Cal Fire.
Worked for Cal Fire, and they moved up here about 17 years ago, and Bill is an instructor over at the Fire Academy at Shasta College, one of the premier firefighting academies in the United States. 100% of their students get hired, every class. So it tells you the quality of the training there. Things have changed, and the way we fight fires, and that's why I brought you in today, besides just to say hello. You were telling me about something that's happening that is – it's a paradigm shift in the way that we're going to fight fires in California.
Well, we've done, I think, after the car fire.
Was that too big a thing I just said?
Well, we're doing a better job of managing what they call the urban wildland interface areas. We're doing better managing our forests right? You see them doing a lot of thinning, both on state lands and federal lands, to try to help mitigate these, what they refer to as these mega fires, right? Because it's just a,
so that thinning is going on. You can see that.
I mean,
a lot of times it seems like it's not as much as we could be doing.
Well, they have specialists too. That model these areas. They use a lot of satellite imagery and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's this thing called the ERC, or energy release component, which is like a square foot of this vegetation will release this much energy.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, wildland fire only travels by three means. It's either a topography-driven fire, a weather-driven fire, usually wind, or a fuels-driven fire. Now, it can be all three of those, right?
Yes.
So
then you have a big fire.
Then we have, yes. And so a lot of the tactics and strategy is all based on looking at those fuel models and you know, where the best place to take the stand is, so to speak. Now, the paradigm shift kind of is more more aggressive approach. It was let it burn. You know, we were talking about the Yellowstone fires in 88 because we took a contingent, the 5th Marines, into Yellowstone to fight those fires. Well, the Park Service, their philosophy was mostly let it, you know, let nature take its course. Well, in the Yellowstone fire, they were going to burn up the entire Yellowstone Park. So when it got
too big.
That's
nature taking its course.
Yeah, that's nature. Well, and if you put out all the fires when they're small and you don't do any fuels management, what's going to happen is, you know, they call it live to dead fuel ratios, all these other things. I remember in Yellowstone, the lodgepole pines were so close to each other, we had to walk sideways to get through them. The animals couldn't get through them, the elk and the buffalo.
And the old let it burn was based on something from 100 years ago when you actually had open, I mean, this is my opinion, where you had open forest in there. But when you put in all the fires, now you had all of this fuel. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't the same thing.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And when it burns that hot, we call it a lunar landscape. You can almost see there's almost a shine across the hillside. It's destroyed all the organic matter that knits the soil together because it burnt so hot.
Right.
And then we get horrible erosion. We get all this stuff.
Can things grow back in there once it's been burnt like that?
Not as well as if it's a cooler burn.
Right.
It's not we call it a nuclear burn, a lunar landscape look.
Because what I've heard is then when enough brush has gotten there and it burns through again, that's kind of like the kiss of death. On as far as the ground being able to have growth, good growth in it.
Yeah.
Because of just the way you explained it. Then,
yeah.
Because of
and that organic, Mother's Nature has this organic carpet that holds everything together in the ground. So I think recently over the last several years, you know, when we had the mega fires in 19, 20, 21, 22 was a slower year, but slower is kind of relative. We still had 25 fatalities across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This year they're talking about, you know, well, this is a slower year. Well, Mother Nature, she does what she does. And I know you mentioned Canada. They're having mega fires right now. Well, the United States has sent up. Matter of fact, the Redding Hotshots are up there now, right, because I do their medical training. And then there's Redding Smoke Jumpers up there.
And we had the Hotshots and the Smoke Jumpers on one day.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the amount of adrenaline in this studio.
Yeah, it was dripping out
the door. It was dripping off the walls. All of our soundproofing just slid down and slid off. And... And yet they seem pretty natural guys.
Yeah,
until,
they're down to earth.
Until they hear the bell.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take an early break because now I want to get into what we were going to talk about this new paradigm shift. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals in the United States by the Leapfrog organization. It rates all the hospitals. It's one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's one of the highest rated centers, hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And they just started that new residency program that brought 13 new doctors to the Redding Shasta County area. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Everybody's been there and I don't need no vacation. Perform unicorn.
Electric Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been around for 30 years. Gotta be. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. So you give them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment that works for you. Go in and get a great haircut. I have never had a bad haircut there in 15 years, maybe 16 now. Cypress Square Barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Don't go in there expect to get hairstyling. The only hairstyling gel they have is butch wax for your flat top. And people still get flat tops. I've seen them walking out of there before. I think I'll do that this time. I'll get a flat top.
Okay.
We'll
get you some butch wax.
I haven't had a flat top. You know, the flat top works the day of the haircut. After that, it just kind of like lays down.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here with Bill Mastin, a retired fire captain, but still has got his hands deep. He's up to his elbows in firefighting. He's an instructor out at the Shasta College Firefighting Academy, who, by the way, is one of the best probably in the United States. 100% of their students get jobs. 100%. Think about that. And now we're going to talk paradigm shift. We somehow always get off it. What's happening? What's the change?
Probably it's just an overwhelming response of force.
At the initial start of the
fire.
That's
right, the initial start of the fire. They're not holding back aircraft. In Southern California, Los Angeles County, and some of the other agencies down there, they went and met with the Marines in Camp Pendleton and what their philosophy of battle was, because there's so many similarities between firefighting, particularly wildland, and military actions. So they developed this, it's called a quick reaction force, is where they just launch all the aircraft and all the ground troops. Now, on a daily basis, there's these fire behavior specialists that tell everybody this, you know, the fuel moistures are this, these are, the humidities will be this, the wind will be that. It gives them these kind of a guide to let them know, hey, if you get a fire, particularly later in the afternoon, they call it in alignment, southwest slopes and all this, that you're going to be, the fight's going to be on.
Right.
Now, I know Cal Fire, they do an excellent job of trying to keep it under 10 acres. That's their goal.
Okay.
They want to mitigate it at 10 acres. And then if they see it's going to go above and beyond that, because they're launching two tankers, air tactical, two copters, what they call heavies, right? Two heavy copters. They're flying Blackhawks now to try to mitigate it as fast as they can, so that no different than in battle when you were engaged is you wanted overwhelming force.
Well, and so – and they're working with the Marine Corps on this. Is this, you know, is this
well, they actually were using their methodologies. They were trying to embrace how – The Marines, how they looked at and how they profiled engaging the enemy. And that philosophy is they wanted to indoctrinate their chief officer.
You hit them first with supporting arms, and you hit them hard, and you hit them as much as you can with supporting arms. Supporting arms being artillery, air, anything that you can, naval gunfire, anything you can launch to, you know, before you have to launch a frontal attack or an assault like that. So what I'm hearing is that they are also now launching their attack birds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hitting them with everything they have early.
Yeah, and Cal Fire, you know, they've got the biggest air force, firefighting air force, I think, probably in the United States, maybe the world. They just brought online a bunch of contract aircraft, tankers, some rotary wing, with this other funding that the state gave them that will make a big difference. So they're flying their S2s, which is about 1,800 gallons of retardant, very fast aircraft, can get in tight canyons, great fit up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Black Hawk coming out of Vina, that's 1,000 gallons. And then they've got Sky Crane out of Redding, when that's about 2,600 gallons. Those helicopters, people need to understand that when you're flying in those, you're always in a fuel crisis because you're always trying to go light on fuel so you can carry more water,
right,
or more product. So you're always in this dichotomy of,
do I have enough fuel to get there and get
well,
back?
Well, we got to get in there, and then they'll go light on fuel because we'll give them – we use this – it's called a Wiggins system. It's a hot load. As we're loading water, we'll give them a drink of fuel so they can launch back off and carry their maximum gallonage. So, like in SoCal, they actually, I think, adopted the Marine Corps mantra, and it's called a quick reaction force.
Yeah, the QRF. Launch the QRF.
Yep, and they're launching three Chinook helicopters, 3,000 gallons. Each carries that. It's in a cooperative arrangement with Edison. Edison helps pay for some of it. So there's 9 gallons of just those three ships in there just to drill that fire.
Okay. So they each carry 3,000, 9,000 gallons of water.
Is coming inbound to you without including our Blackhawks. L.A.
Right.
County, we have 5 Blackhawks. which is 1,000 gallons. So that assault with that to try to check up that, why the ground troops get in there and get hose lays, dozer lines, mm-hmm. which is like art, you know,
yeah.
when you talk
no,
about
no, no, I understand it perfectly.
The hand crews are
you
putting
fight
lines
a fire
in.
Like you fight a battle, which absolutely makes sense to me. And the light coming on, it's probably the Cal Fire's been doing kind of the same things, but now mm-hmm. concentrating it like that, where you get to it immediately with your supporting arms, in this case, 3 helicopters that can carry 9,000 gallons of water. And if you've got a small fire starting, that probably has a pretty big impact.
Yes, yes.
And then that gives you time then for your ground troops to get in there and start the containment.
Correct. So all of those are what they call direct attack aircraft. Mm-hmm. They directly attack the fire, the enemy. The heavy tankers and stuff, when people will see, they have it's red, sometimes kind of a paint color retardant. It's called mm-hmm. a fugitive retardant. Is they're painting ridge lines and stuff to try to check up the fire so the ground troops can get in there and extinguish it or cut line around it.
And they can also put a direction in there, it sounds like, so they can force the fire to go in a certain direction.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so you're forcing it into a direction where your ground crews have a better chance
of picking it up. So instead of going into the real heavy fuels, real dense fuels yeah. and stuff, if I can keep it out of there and push it into like just a couple-year growth, where we did some vegetation management projects or prescribed fire in there, it's way easier. It's a game of energy, right? Mm-hmm. So the physics of this release of this energy, these convection columns, and it has to do with flame lengths. When you see, I think there were some great pictures that people posted on the car fire where they showed the flame lengths coming up the Sacramento River and the Sundial Bridge was there, and it just showed you in reference. So
how big that is.
The flame, that's called the flaming front, and you cannot get in front of that, right?
Yeah.
There's just too much energy release. So it's not only the offensive stuff that we're doing, aggressive. Cal Fire does an outstanding job of aggressively attacking that fire to try to mitigate it. Also, the city of Redding, they're doing a stellar job, too, because they have – you know, both structure protection engines and what they call wildland type 3 engines. Well, they'll upstaff those and they respond cooperative, called the mutual threat zone, with Cal Fire. Mm-hmm. In LA, we called it an IAZ, initial action zone. But if we were going in with, say, Glendale or Burbank or LA City or the Forest Service, is you send all of your troops, we're sending all of our troops. And if it happens to be my fire, you'll help us. If it happens to be your fire, we will help you. But we're going to overwhelm it with our troops, basically.
Yeah, it's a joint operation
because mm-hmm. it's a mutual threat.
Yeah,
right.
So it sounds like with this, it sounds like a kind of a, you know, doing it like this, and you can put different names on it. But the whole idea is attack it when it's small, mm-hmm. push it to where it won't do as much damage, contain it from there. Meanwhile, your dozers are building fire breaks and everything else. Many years ago, I talked to a Sierra Pacific employee who was a forestry type, and she said, you're not going to see, and this was 15 years ago, she said, you're not going to see us fight fires the same way because of they've gotten so hot because of all the undergrowth, all the brush, all the extra trees, that you can't fight them the same. You have to fight them a lot further away. In other words, cutting your fire lines because the fire moves so fast and it's so hot. More tankers, more everything. And it sounds like we've gotten to that now, that we're hitting it with as much force as possible, in this case retardants and water, and giving the ground troops time to build those, mm-hmm. build those fire.
Well, and there are also, you know, we call it the tents and the trenches, right? The guys that are in the tents, I'm one of the guys that was in the trenches, is if there was an opportunity to do some good work, let fire do good work for you. I mean, that might sound odd, uh-huh. but back at the command post, they'd say, hey, let's go ahead and let this we'll push it and let it pull it all the way down to, say, Lake Shasta. We'll clear out all of that area, which we haven't been able to get to, and we'll let it burn on our terms with not as high an intensity burn.
Mm-hmm.
So we would actually, it's called walk and fire, is we would go in there and take pieces of it, little bites, instead of having this overwhelming fire being generated, is we would go in there and either strip burn it through, try to save the oaks and let it run underneath in the annuals underneath the oaks and try to protect all of that and then clear that out, which was actually kind of a preventative measure to prevent a mega fire from coming through, you know, in future years.
Well, yeah, it just makes sense. And, yeah. You know, if we can get into the effect of a good fire that goes through there and takes out the undergrowth and all this, leaves the trees. I mean, that's I think that's the ideal thing, isn't it? I mean, eventually you get to, so if it burns, it's burning low. It's taking out all the undergrowth, smaller trees and all this, but leaves the big trees.
Yes, and that's exactly what we do. And I know there's a with the the evacuation, there's a Genesis. Have you seen that application now? It's an app for the phone that will tell you you need to evacuate.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Right.
Yeah, I hope all your listeners get that.
Okay, now what's this called again?
It's called Genesis.
Okay.
Genesys. And it's an app on your phone, and it will notify you if you're supposed to evacuate.
Okay.
There's
so it's called Genesys, and you can get it. You can go, I guess, to any app store or anything where the app's in
it's
the
free.
Sky. It's free. Just download it to your phone, and it'll tell you if, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, and they're like a census tract, but they're a polygon, right? Is the people that live in this area, you're under immediate evacuation, either a warning or a
– Yes.
And then the other one is called the Watch Duty, W-A-T-C-H, Duty. It's another free app, and it will give you the updates on any fire around here on the western United States. They use a lot of the camera data, you know, because we have cameras and we're using artificial intelligence that will look at these smoke columns saying, hey, you got a smoke column coming out of the Trinity Alps.
We talk about artificial intelligence, how scary it is, but there's just a plethora of things artificial intelligence can do that gives you an early warning. Like you just said, it measures the smoke column. It can probably tell you how big it is.
It'll coordinate it for you, you know, give you the coordinates on it.
All that. We got to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
My name is Don Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, the Reading Police Department, I'm trying to get Chief Schuler in here so we can congratulate him on 30 years. He hasn't left yet.
30 years, career.
30 years, and he's done a great job, and getting, you know, talk to him a little bit. I want to get him on, of course, before he leaves. But I'm here today with Bill Mastin, who a retired fire captain who teaches out at the Fire Academy at Shasta College, one of the premier fire academies, and we could say in the United States, 100% job rate when you graduate from there. And the different things, the paradigm shift they've done in fighting fires where they're kind of marrying it up to a military operation where they come in with hitting it with quick reaction forces, in this case, helicopters carrying 3,000 gallons of water, changing the way that they're fighting in the sense of going out heavy before it gets a chance to burn, which is a change from the way it used to be, about letting it burn and losing
some
control
areas
of it.
I think it's just a more aggressive approach to where they say, okay, we'll let people get on scene before we launch the aircraft, because aircraft is extremely expensive, right?
Yeah.
I was an air ops branch director on a team, and I had to calculate how much it costs for each gallon dropped and delivered, right? So all of that, you know, the cost of this fire, that's how they come up with all of that. How much does it cost?
Let me ask a question here. There was a lawsuit about stopping the dropping of retardant. It was in Wyoming or someplace. Uh-huh. And they wanted to stop the use of fire retardant because it had an impact on the water.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then the judge said, no. This thing needs to be studied and bring it back in 5 years. But what kind of impact would that have?
Well, you're not supposed to drop by any type of water source.
Right.
It's called PHOSCHECK. It's been vetted by the Forest Service for decades. They might change a little bit. It's actually just kind of a super fertilizer, right? It's colored red so you can see it from the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole issue is kind of like connecting the dots, right? Is when you're in the aircraft, Air Tactical is above coordinating everything, and they're bringing everybody in on these different elevations, inbound, outbound routes, all this other stuff. Helicopters are usually pounding it as a direct attack aircraft, whereas the fixed wing is trying to box it in to check it up for the ground troops. The PHOSCHECK, you're not supposed to drop it by water.
Right. And they said that it was a small percentage of streams and lakes that were hit.
So that's a no-no. And they try to coordinate that, but in the middle of a fight, try to do the best you can, right?
Yeah.
So, They wouldn't stop dropping it. They have a new one out. It's pretty interesting. You know, talk about new strategies. They're using drones a lot. The Forest Service, Cal Fire has drones.
That makes sense.
Yep. And they're actually using, Forest Service using the drones to help do backfires. It has this thing called a ping pong ball. It's exactly like a ping pong ball that gets injected with like an antifreeze, and the drone will drop it on these coordinates and then check the fire up like at the bottom of a canyon or something. Is they'll clear areas out and put these things in. Then it's an exothermic reaction, so
and like it starts a fire. Backfire.
And it's a good fire, so we're trying to check that fire up or take some of the fuels away. Now there is another one. The FosCheck is called FosCheck Fortify, that a lot of the insurance agencies are using, or they can pre-treat your area. It's good for 90 days. It's not red. It's clear. And it's a 90-day fire protection, wildland fire protection.
And it's liquid.
It's a liquid that you apply.
I have a friend that has a place up in Tennant, and he sprayed his house with some kind of fire retardant that seemed to have helped a lot.
Yeah, the data for FosCheck Fortify, it looks really good. Looks really good. Now, it's not red, so you're not painting your house and your barn red. There are other products that that are out there that will help.
So can a civilian buy that?
You can buy it and have it applied by a company that just comes out and sprays it like you would.
You could spray the area around your house. Can you spray your house with it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And your fences, your house fences.
Wow.
Like at our house where we live, I have a Class A foam. Wildland Engines carry this stuff called Class A foam. It's like a super detergent, really. It's a surfactant that will penetrate the litter layer. And so it gives you more standing power against the ember cast that's coming in your direction.
Yeah. Well, people might want to think about things like that. What was the name of that app again about for the fire?
It's called Watch Duty.
Watch Duty, but then there was another one you had.
Yeah, and it's the evacuation one. And it actually comes from the sheriff. And it is called GenSys, GenSys.
GenSys.
Yes. So, and it will tell you.
And it's one word.
It's GenSys. GenAsys.
GenAsys. Somebody asked about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. GenAsys.
Yes.
And that's your evacuation one. Okay.
And that's an excellent one that will give you the warning. It will tell you to evacuate. I need to emphasize that if the, you know, it's Ready, Set, Go. Redding Fire uses that program. Cal Fire, you can go on their website. It's an excellent, excellent educational tool for your listeners about how to keep your house protected, defensible. And the Ready, Set, Go is when they say, hey, you need to go. You need to go. And if you don't go, it's going to reach a point where now you're going to, you know, I'm going to be driving my engine up your driveway, and you're going to be coming down your driveway. It's going to be at a point sometimes it's too late to leave now. You got to stay because the fire is right behind us.
Yeah.
Right? Because you'll get caught on the road.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
Is it looking better, in your opinion? You know, you're saying is that the state is clearing areas here in the counties and the cities. Is it looking better? And
I think it is. I think
as far as, you know, doing away with the fuel.
I think being the proactive side has got more investment in it. Mm-hmm. REU's doing a great job. Redding's doing, a great job of clearing areas that they own, McConnell. Now, private property is a different story, right? Private,
that's
a homeowner. They got to, you know.
Or they own property there and there's no home on it. But
correct.
Trying to get a hold of that
correct.
And that getting permission.
So, but proactively, you know, thinning that out, or which we like is kind of a patchwork, is I might have old growth over here, but it's kind of on the other side, it's newer growth. It's only a decade old. That's our best chance of stopping the fires, jumping into that area and trying to control it there.
Well, the city of Redding rents goats, and which seems to have been working out.
No, it's perfect. Plus, they eat all of that. We used them in Southern California a tremendous amount. They're doing a proactive, what they call motorway or fuel break work on ridge lines and stuff. Cause the best place to try to catch it is when it hits that ridge line, that convection column usually goes up. that might get some rollout, but you can try to grab that. You know, this stuff will cast. This ember cast will come off the backside. That's where a lot of people will see the fire whirls. You know, the fire.
Sure. So if they can get there at the crest, make your fire breaks, hit it, push the fire into a different direction.
Or check it up there, because I was going to run out of fuel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Bill, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, you're welcome.
And you've had just a whole bunch of information, and a lot, and it's all favorable. I mean, it's all positive, I should say. How they're fighting fires. The fact is that the state is doing more than it should. I mean, not more than it should. It's still not doing as much as it can. But still, they're working at it. The city, the county.
Well, yeah, they're dedicated.
Yeah. And, you know, Sierra Pacific, they're.
Yeah, the partnership. You got to have that partnership.
You got to have it.
And the taxpayers helping foot the bill to try to mitigate these megafires from not getting megafire.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
And as usual, you're just bring a whole a plethora of information here. That's good. And that name of those two, again, were Genesys, Genasys, and the other one was
Watch Duty.
Watch Duty. So you might want to get those on your phone.
They're both free.
They're both free. Thanks a lot. Hey, everybody. It's about 98 today. It's going to be warm. Be careful out there. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?